Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 25th of March. Well, racing history was made on Sunday at the Curragh, when Sweet Lightning became the first horse to win both the Irish and English Lincoln handicaps. Sweet Lightning had prevailed at Doncaster 2 years ago, when trained at near Darlington by Michael Dodds. He's now in the care of Tommy Carmody, who trains at the Curragh. And like at Doncaster in 2011, he was ridden by Johnny Murter, who therefore records a unique double himself. Well, last Saturday, the William Hill Lincoln Handicap card at Doncaster was lost to the wintry conditions, and the whole card has been transferred to this coming Saturday, the 30th of March, with a 1:30 start. There's sure to be one or two jockey changes from last Saturday, as the meeting now clashes with the Dubai World Cup meeting. The main supporting races will be the Spring Mile and the Cambridge Trophy, a listed race for sprinters. Well, the richest race in the world, the Dubai World Cup at Maidan Racecourse, is due off at 6 o'clock our time on Saturday. And with three English trained horses set to take part, Planteur, Red Cadeau and Cy Glance. Well, my selection is the Kentucky Derby winner Animal Kingdom. Well, the race will be shown live on Channel 4, which will also feature the Lincoln Handicap from Doncaster during the afternoon. I must also mention the annual Midlam Trainers Open Day on Good Friday. Virtually all the stables will be open to the public during the morning and early afternoon. Admission is only £7, with accompanied children admitted free of charge. The guest star will be last year's Grand National winner, Neptune Collonge. It's a great day out for the family, and all profits from the day go to local charities. While staying in the locality, Redcar's traditional Easter Monday fixture signals the start of the 2013 season on the flat at the Seaside Track, the first of 18 race days this year at Redcar, concluding on the 5th of November. Well, Easter Monday's seven-race programme is scheduled to begin at 2:30. The gates open at noon, and as usual, there's a variety of attractions for young racegoers centred on the family enclosure. Well, the action on the track gets underway with the Market Cross Jewellers Fillies Handicap Stakes over the sprint distance of 5 furlongs, while the card also includes a qualifying race in this season's Redcar Straight Mile Championship, a handicap series which culminates in a final on Saturday, the 5th of October. Well, the title of the afternoon's final race, the Redcar Grand National Trial Handicap Stakes, may have something to do with the fact that it's April Fool's Day, as the race is for three-year-old sprinters. Well, finally, a new series for apprentice jockeys should have taken place last Saturday at Doncaster. It will now start this coming Saturday on Town Moor. It's the Go Racing in Yorkshire Future Stars series. It incorporates all 8 Yorkshire tracks which stage flat racing and concludes at Doncaster on Saturday the 9th of November. Now, based on a point system regarding places obtained throughout the series, the series winner will earn a sponsorship from Go Racing in Yorkshire worth £1,500 in cash, along with £500 in equipment, and the chance to promote Yorkshire racing in 2014. Enjoy your racing.